Psalm 78, verses 17 through 22, a psalm of Asaph. But they continued to sin against him, rebelling in the wilderness against the Most High. He's writing about Israel in the wilderness after they were delivered from Egypt. They willingly put God to the test by demanding the food they craved. They spoke against God. They said, "Can God really spread a table out here in the wilderness?" True, he struck the rock. The water gushed out. Streams flowed abundantly. But can he also give us bread? Can he supply meat for his people? When the Lord heard them, he was furious. His fire broke out against Jacob, and his wrath rose against Israel, for they did not believe in God or trust in his deliverance. So you might say, well, sure, God came through yesterday, but will he come through again today? God provided what we needed last month, but I'm not sure he can take care of us this month. I know. God helped me through that last situation, but I'm panicked about this one. The people of Israel saw God at work. They witnessed the 10 plagues that forced Pharaoh to release them. They crossed the Red Sea on dry ground and watched it close in on the pursuing Egyptian army. They were thirsty and watched God provide water. They witnessed all that God had done and then said, "Okay, not bad, God, but can you also provide us something to eat?" We often have a short memory of God's goodness and exhibit a constant lack of faith. In Romans, Paul asks, "If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things?" God has provided eternity for us. Certainly, he can provide all we need until we get there. Father, thank you for taking care of my eternity through Jesus. I believe that, but I have to be honest, I struggle with having complete trust for my day-to-day needs. Forgive me, remind me, and help me in my lapses of faith. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.